So they're just about ready for the feature on day three. And they're off and racing for the 2015 Socialites e-cigarettes expert Doncaster Cup, part of the British Champions Series, a Group 2 contest over 2.25 miles. And early on, pace being shown by Palisator, who was quite keen on the way down to the start. And he shows up together with William of Orange as they head on down in front of a pretty sizable crowd here on Town Moor for the first time. They've got over a circuit to go. And now William of Orange under Luke Morris strides on by a length and a half over Palisator in second. The gallop is a modest one. It's steady. Back in third, with a circuit left at Seymour, then Simon on down along the inside of Havana Beat and working a little bit wider out his tours. Over to the inside, one of the Irish raiders, Callan, being followed through by the past duel winner, Time's Up, who's narrowly in advance of Clondor Warrior, who at this stage is anchored at the back end of the field, narrowly ahead of Suju, and Fun Mac is the back marker, and as they race past the St. Ledger start, would be about 8 or 9 lengths off the gallop. Certainly not a great deal more than that. As we reiterate, the gallop is a pretty sedate one in the early part of the race. So all the time now they head away from the stands and out towards Rose Hill. And they're now racing on inside their final mile and a half or so. And the lead, and an easy lead as well, is with William of Orange. Luke Morris, they're having a pretty easy time of things up ahead. To in second position, Palisator. Then to the outside is Seymour with Simonon pugged away down along the inside. A further length away then to see Tours, who races wide of Havana Beat with the white-faced Callan to the rails. Then Time's Up at the back end of the field here, narrowly ahead of Sugio. A four-length break to Clondor Warrior, and Fun Mac is the back marker. And Bobby Beaver standing next to me. Bobby, as they head up and over Rose Hill, we're about 1.25 miles from home. They've become a little bit more strung out, but they haven't gone very quick here. And I'm just wondering later on in the contest, are these leaders really going to kick? It could give the ones at the back something to do.
Yes, definitely there. Well, William Orange is currently in the lead at the moment, travelling really, really well. Palisator's travelling well as two. And if you look at Seymour, the Brian Ellison horse, they're all travelling. But some of these horses don't want to get left it too far behind, Gareth, because if they are, they're going to be given too much to do. But can the ones that are leading at the moment, William and Orange, can he keep up this gallop?
Well, we're about to find out. They're about 1 mile or so from home. They've passed the halfway point now in the 2015 Doncaster Cup, and they're on this long left-handed sweep all the way back towards the home straight. And at the back end of the field, just looking at Clondor Warriors rider Frankie Dettori, he's just crouching a little bit lower in the saddle just for a moment or so there, just to edge his mount a little closer to the pace. Perhaps he's aware now that what might happen up ahead could really be unfavourable. Up ahead, it continues to be William of Orange, who's made most of the running, this model of consistency. Over Tours, who's now made a forward move and moves into second, but is ridden along with Palisator over to the inside, still moving nicely. Seymour right in behind them with Simon on to the inside, where he's been throughout. They're 5 furlongs from home. They round the final corner. Havana Beat is now being called upon for a little bit more. Switch to the very wide outside. His time's up, but now he's niggled too. Then chases Callard, and at the back end of the field are Suju, Clondor Warrior, and Fun Mac, who's going to be pulled to the wide outside. Down they come to the final 3 furlongs in the Doncaster Cup here on Radio Yorkshire, and up ahead it is William of Orange kicking off the front end, but hasn't managed to shrug them off. Simonon looking to roll back. The Urs is coming with a strong run, as is Palisator, who was keen to post. He looks to be pretty keen to go to the finish as well. And inside the two, Palisator's now moved on ahead of a fading William of Orange. Simonon is in second. Suju down the outside is finishing well. Clondor Warrior likewise from the back end of the field. Palisator's race to lose, a furlong left to go. Suju together with Clondor Warrior are trying their hardest to chase him down, and they are beginning to edge a little bit closer. They've got 100 yards left to go. It is Palisator in front. His final challenge will come from Clondor Warrior, but Palisator got first run and manages to hang on and take out the Doncaster Cup. From Clondor Warrior, Suju, Fun Mac, another who stayed on from a long way behind, then Simonon, who ran a pretty big race today, in behind runners the likes of Callan, Havana Beat, Time's Up, never managing to land a blow, and at Tours at the back end of the field. It's gone the way of Palisator for Sir Mark Prescott, and the race has panned out perfectly, really, for the Sir Mark Prescott runners, because it was Palisator's stablemate, William of Orange, who set that really slow gallop in the early stages. And Bobby, Palisator was never too far off him. And as we alluded to mid-race, those who have come from the back end of the field, they just had a little bit too much to do off such a steady early gallop. It paid to be handy.
Yes, sir, fair to say that Andre Retzini had Palisator in a fantastic position throughout the race, as you said as well, not too far behind the pace setter, William of Orange there. Great ride by Andre Retzini. I just want to mention as well, he was very reluctant to go to the start. It was Palisator. You know, Andre Retzini really had to ask him to go to the start. As you say, started to get a little bit weird. worked up, I think is the best description to say what was happening. But he's gone to the start and he's won the 2015 Doncaster Cup. The group on the card, 2 miles, 2 furlongs. Palisade wins the 2015 Doncaster Cup.